Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations, galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
I still can't get over that question from Curran.
Man, he's real kind of prickly as it relates to Drake May. He's like, oh, people think Drake May's good? Is he the best ever? Hey, Mike Vrabel, you played with Tom Brady. You played against Dan Marino.
You played against some of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. Favre, Marino, Elway. You played with the greatest of all time, Tom Brady. Where does May fit into that conversation?
That is really taking it next level, because the real conversation is Drake May playing like a top five quarterback this season? That's the conversation. And he's like, is he a top five quarterback all time? That's basically what he asked.
Yeah.
And Vrabel, though, gave him an actual real answer to not real question.
Well, at the end,
he was like,
at the end, he's like, I know you're kidding around, Tom. And then yeah. Tom asked the follow up. So like, but he did. He gave him a real answer.
But he gave him a real answer. He's like, well, I didn't play those guys early in their career. I do remember those Dolphins games when they played on the baseball field was a joke. And you're like watching the game. You're like, where are they at shortstop right now?
Although,
like, why are they the ball there?
Although Marino Bledsoe to start 94, whatever it was.
Oh, boy.
That was a shootout.
Buckle up.
That was a shootout is what that was. A lot of dirty uniforms in that one.
Oh, yeah.
But just it's a way of talking about May and how much of a role that he's on. He's clearly on a roll. Does it keep going against a team like Cleveland and their defense?
No, because I do think, and once again, Tom Curran on Tuesday was joking around with us. He's like, oh, you guys think he's going to have like a 90% completion percentage and, you know, be great on every deep ball and, you know, all this stuff like forever? No, we don't. And this might be the week that that happens. I mean, there's a reason why, you know, Tom Brady had, what was it, 8 straight games with a quarterback rating of 100? It was 6 or 8. And then it snapped, and then he, you know, started a new one.
But for instance, you would have assumed the whole 2007 season was quarterback
like
rating over 100.
16 straight games? No, he didn't. And so Drake May, since week one, has had over 100 quarterback rating. If I had to guess right now, over under 100, I'd say under for this week. Doesn't mean you can't still have a good game and a game that you win, but the numbers are going to be down a little bit because the turnover really greatly affects those QB ratings. And so if he turns it over once, okay, maybe it's 89, 99. It could be anything like that.
Tua threw 3 last week against his defense.
Yeah.
Now, May's head and shoulders light years better than Tua.
Hey, did you hear why Tua said he struggled? He said he was too short to see over the line.
It's like, that's new?
Yeah, seriously.
That's been that way for a while.
Yeah, it's like, why didn't you target Jalen Waddle? Like, I couldn't see him over the
that
defensive
team, That team is such a mess. I can't believe
they're
McDaniel.
So bad.
I can't believe McDaniel wasn't the first coach fired. Like, I can't believe that.
That is shocking. Does he make it another week, and then does Tua keep playing? Like, what are they doing?
Well, good question. I'm surprised that Tua is starting this week. He announced that pretty early in the week. I didn't think that was going to be the case, but I bet I bet the owner's involved. The owner's like, I'm paying him this money. He's starting. If you want to keep your job, Mike.
Right. Yeah, it's probably not.
You're playing Tua, would be my guess as to how that
would go. Go to Quinn Ewers.
Text at 617-779-7937. Guys, pump the brakes on the Patriots this week.
Whoa.
Browns 23, Pats 13.
Overtaking predictions?
We'll give you our predictions.
Yeah, later.
After
say,
I hear
bud, save them.
The full keys, which another good text here. Guys, why are people asking if this is a trap game or not? Stay tuned to Keith's Keys, you jabronis.
That's true. They will tell you.
Fair point.
It'll be laid out pretty straightforward.
It's going to let us know.
I don't know how the Browns scored 23 points. I mean, that might be defensive scores,
gotta
I guess. It would have to be.
Got
to
be. Josh Cribbs comes out of retirement.
Oh, Josh Cribbs was good.
Metcalf.
Eric Metcalf. Yeah, mid-90s Eric Metcalf could return a kick for you.
You do not want to punt to that man.
No. Punt it out of bounds.
Did you see this quote? This is not the first time we've heard this about the Patriots offense.
All right, let's hear it.
Grant Delpit. Brown safety.
Yeah, I know Grant Delpit.
Not one of the players we wanted off their roster.
I wouldn't not want him.
He says...
Also, based on the position,
good point.
Can take Grant Delpit.
Good point. Here's what he had to say about the Patriots offense. Quote, I wouldn't say it's a complicated offense. They just do simple things and they play hard, so it's going to be a challenge for us. You've got to watch out for his, meaning May, his dual threat ability. He's a good quarterback, is what he said. So he's making it sound like, and I'm sure the McDaniels Mafia will be offended by that comment specifically.
Yeah.
He's making it sound like what they do schematically is nothing impressive, but May's pretty talented and pretty good.
Yeah.
Which I, by the way, would agree with that assessment.
It's kind of what Dave Canales said about him when they played the Panthers.
So that's exactly what Dave Canales said. I would still consider that a bit of a shot. I agree with it.
For Grant Delpit, that's nice, because remember a couple weeks ago, he's like, yeah, Derrick Henry's not that hard to tackle.
I don't.
Henry's not that hard to tackle.
All right, big
target.
And I think they actually held him to, like, that was his worst game of the season.
They might have. They probably did. The Browns are good against the run and the pass.
Maybe the guy's just not afraid to say that. I didn't realize that about his specific history.
But I think that might be the reality.
Yeah, a couple of times in the last month, we've heard people being like, yeah, they don't really do much on offense.
But we also, like, this is one where we can't have this one both ways, because for so many years it was the Patriots offense is so complicated that even players don't get it. And you're like, well, that's not good. So is that why all the receivers are bad, with the exception of, like, three of them over the course of 20 years? Like, maybe. So they wanted to, like, dumb down the offense a little bit. Guys like, you know, I'm not saying he needed this, but allow somebody like Kayshon Booty in his second year to be a really productive player, whereas in years past, maybe he wouldn't have been.
That's a good point. I mean, if the McDaniels Mafia wants to give him credit, you could say, well, he did. He made the offense more simplistic for Drake May, and look at how he's playing.
He doesn't have Tom Brady. He has Drake May, and so it'd be crazy to run the same stuff for Tom Brady and for Mac Jones and for Drake May. They're all different quarterbacks. So, yeah, I think that actually you could spin it into a positive. Be like, all right, he is finding a way to get the best use out of the players that he has. And, you know, just because you have a very complicated offense doesn't always mean it's going to be really good. Like, a couple years ago, everyone's giving Mike McDaniel credit, myself included. I'm like, look at this offense. They got like eight guys somehow in motion at once, even though it's not allowed, but they're doing it. And everybody's running every which way. They're all fast. They're all sprinting like it's an arena league up to the line. And that worked then.
Yeah.
Now it doesn't.
No.
They're still doing all the same silly stuff and all the crazy stuff that they're doing. They're just not – like, Grant Delpit would probably be like, yeah, that is a complicated offense. We don't know where they're going. They got guys moving all around, but we'll figure it out. Everybody else is figuring it out this year. So, yeah, because we talked
– Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to
– I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Talked about this during the Carolina week, and Canales, I don't think meant it as like a shot. He was just being honest. He's like, it's not on both sides of the ball. They don't really do anything all that crazy. They're just pretty good at it.
I don't think he meant it as a shot, but if I were McDaniels or Vrabel,
yeah.
I wouldn't want people saying that about my team. Now, he's complimenting it and saying they're good at it, but I would still take it as a shot whether Canales meant it that way or Delpit meant it that way or not. And maybe for Grant Delpit, that is mild criticism.
It might be, actually.
I'm not familiar with his work, but I would take that as a shot if I were the Pats and their play caller. Meanwhile, do you think they keep, speaking of Josh, they keep the run game going this week?
I don't.
I don't either.
I don't. I was honestly surprised that they ran as well as they did against Tennessee, despite the fact that Tennessee is one of the worst at stopping the run in the league. It was just one of those, we haven't seen it yet, so I'm not going to believe it until I do. And so, great, they did it, specifically Ramondre Stevenson. It had nothing to do with Henderson, obviously.
No, Henderson.
And then Drake May ran for a lot.
Henderson played less than Terrell Jennings.
So I think for two reasons, it won't be the same. Three reasons. Four reasons.
Wow.
No, give me
wow.
three. Give me
okay, three.
Three. Cleveland just themselves way better against the run, right?
Yep.
Way better against the run. Two, Drake May's not going to run as much because I think he's a little bit worried about getting hit, or maybe they're telling him to kind of ease up on
it
a little bit.
I think it's more that. I think it's more they're going to tell him not to do it this week versus him not wanting to do it.
And then the third reason was I have no faith in Henderson, like, at all, to be like, maybe that would be a difference maker. Maybe that would sort of unlock things from earlier in the year. Like, that guy, for sure, I don't have confidence. At least Ramondre has shown flashes this year of being pretty good. Henderson hasn't at all. So if you take away Drake May's rushing yards from last week, it's like a good day, but it's not 175 on the ground like they had. So, yeah, I don't think we're going to see that.
So, I don't think they continue it this week either. But if they do, if they somehow run well against Cleveland.
Oh, they get a lot of credit for that.
I will give McDaniels specifically a lot of credit and start to wonder if they figured something out last week. Going into the game last week against the Titans, because you can say, well, it's just an easy matchup. They couldn't exploit any easy rushing matchups earlier in the year.
No.
Whether it was Carolina, which to a degree they ran okay against the Panthers, but not to the extent I thought they would in that game. Buffalo, New Orleans, these are all bad run defenses, and they couldn't take advantage of any of them. So last week, I give them credit for that. They exploited a bad matchup. That's something they were unable to do. Can you keep it rolling this week against what is a really high-end defense and a defense that has limited a lot of running games this year, a lot of quality running games this year? As you said, pretty much everybody but the Detroit Lions. They shut down Jacobs.
Yeah.
Didn't sound like Henry did much against them. Achane got 80 yards, whatever it was, last week.
Uh-huh.
But largely, they've shut down a lot of these running games. If you keep it going, I wouldn't bet on it. I don't expect it. But if you do, I'll begrudgingly give Josh McDaniels some credit, which I have not been willing to give him much so far this year.
No,
it doesn't sound like other coaches and or players are giving his system or scheme much credit.
Mm-hmm.
But if they run well this week, I'll give it to him.
The Ravens scored 41 points that game against the Browns. Derrick Henry had 11 carries for 23 yards.
They scored 41 points?
Yep.
Huh.
Mm.
Go figure.
Wait. the league is wacky.
That's a mystery wrapped inside a riddle. 617-779-7937. We'll get to your feedback coming up. We have... the Keys at 1 o'clock. The Pats and Browns. Stay tuned for it. And we have the Week in Review next.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations, galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.